Tick.
Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Earlier, yeah. Lola looks like, yeah, she should be on the cheerleading squad.
She just now, had a breast reduction.
To be honest with you, newer Lola still has a lot going on downstairs.
Mm-hmm. In fact, yeah,
her
that
hips
might
are
be
still quite nice.
Yeah, child rearing hips.
Yeah. But, you know, they
bearing?
Made her
child-bearing hips?
Rearing?
Yeah, I don't think you can rear the child with your hips.
See, she used to be, here she is wearing a skirt in the other one, and now she's just,
now she can wear compression
now
shorts.
She identifies as they.
Yeah, I wouldn't even let
does
her in.
Does she?
Yeah. Would you let her in your bathroom?
Go. I'm not going to go.
What bathroom does she go in?
Either one.
Outside, always, because she's a rabbit.
Yeah, but you know what else she does a lot, because she's a rabbit?
All right, bud. All right, bud.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, m- do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, m- say what one more damn time.
He's black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
No!
Then why you try to f*** him like a bitch, Brent?
Benji Molina telling fans this morning on his blog just how much Game 1 meant to him last night. Before his first at-bat, Molina tipped his cap to pitcher Jim Leitlakium. The Giants starter tipped his hat back as a show of respect for his former teammate. When Lakium came up to bat, you could see him tell Benji, "Hey, BMO, I love you." Stay with us. Fox One News returns in a moment.
Mr. Lowe, how you doing?
How are you?
Man, Kapir.
Hey, man. What's up?
From MTV Hollywood. Nice to meet you.
Wow, MTV.
Big fan of yours.
Thank
been
you.
Watching you for years.
Thank you. Glad to hear it.
I've been interviewing for a radio station ticket in Dallas. Tell everybody hello.
Hey, hello out there, everybody. How you doing?
I'm here with the world famous Rob Lowe, baby. I would call him Toilet Seat, but I think he got his kids around, so I can't call him that right now. For those out there, everybody know what Toilet Seat means.
Absolutely.
I plead the fifth. He plead the fifth on that one. He plead the fifth on that
one.
Okay. I never, you're saying. Okay. This is Dwight Powell from Dallas Mavericks, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
This is the day that they called, well, the night, the day of the night, and that later today it would be the night.
It's just after noon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
Next up, we have some old named Buzz Aldrin. Who wants this? I don't know, man. I just think space is super gay.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
It's like the baseball of cities.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
And that's why the one little piggy went wee, 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 wee.
Blake Jones. Who, Blake Jones?
They have a home phone.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
All right, times three. Here we are again. It is Tuesday. It is show number 346 with Dan and Jake, our 87th show out of the den. Let's be great, let's be great, let's be great, let's be great.
Let's be great, let's be great, let's be great, let's be great.
It is day two of Blake having little metal thing through his nipple.
Yep.
Yesterday at the end of the show. Kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it? Just all of a sudden, he's going to do his bet payoff, and it was Monday, and it was right at the end. Well, we thought it was going to be at 2:30. Then it was like a little later, and
Yeah, I don't remember him telling us it was Monday, so I just acted like he must have told us and I forgot.
I did. He did.
He did, and so I'm like, all right, that's cool. Any day you want to do it, any day you want to have a large needle shoved right through your areola.
You want to do it again today?
No way.
How are they feeling?
Yep.
How are the nips?
A little tender, a little sensitive. Wearing a shirt is not fun. Trying to sleep is not fun. Getting cold is not fun.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts, Norm.
You're going to have to pass on your Wim Hof showers.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening.
Wearing a shirt is not fun.
No. No, I'm...
I mean, he's getting rubbed.
Yeah, I'm...
Is there any...
I'm faith-hilling over here.
Thing slightly erotic feeling about it, though.
You're faith-hilling, not faith-healing.
Correct.
Although you may be faith-healing, too, the little... You know, holes are healing, right? Are you putting like peroxide on it? What's the protocol for this?
Yeah, saline. Just squirting saline solution in there and just hoping that takes care of it.
By the way, Blake lost his fantasy football league.
Yeah.
I don't know if we even mentioned that or if it was just, you know, hey, on Monday,
just like getting his Monday activity.
Yeah, like doing
sometimes
it.
Just
it's Nipple Monday.
Spice up middays a little bit.
So I didn't catch the very end, and I have two questions that are unanswered in my mind.
Okay.
Did you do both?
I did.
Okay. I left when you were trying to decide, and they were trying to pressure you to do the second one.
I'm pretty weak under peer pressure.
Yeah, I could tell. And what did you choose? Barbell?
No, they're like little rings.
Okay.
That holds like a gem on the end of it. So one of them is purple, and one of them is pink.
Oh, those are my favorite colors.
Okay, hey, press them up on the glass floor like we're in prison so she can see.
I've got them covered.
Covered by what? What are you wearing, a brassiere?
Little tassels.
Wait, what?
Let her see.
Do you have a little...
Pull up the shirt.
We're little band-aids over them?
Yeah, we're off there. We're on radio. Pull up your shirt.
Okay.
Glasses.
Oh, he really does. They're all taped up.
Oh, yeah, he
oh,
does.
Don't take that off. That looks like that'll hurt if you take that tape off.
Just rip it off.
Oh.
That's how you do it.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, get
put it on the glass. Press it up there. There you go.
Anyone else?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'll take a gander.
Yeah, come on over here.
Oh, it's really funny. They're so cute.
It's like bruised.
Yeah, it's not.
Ow.
This hasn't been fun.
Oh. We're sorry. We're sorry. We're having so much fun with
wife
the whole
love
situation.
She's surprised by them. Yeah.
What do you mean surprised? She knew it was happening, right?
Yeah, but still, just seeing me,
her
with
husband.
The, yeah,
yeah.
With little gems
dainty,
hanging from
yeah,
his
jewelry.
What have they told you? Will it? When will this start to not bother you?
I think they said it will hurt for a few days, but then really just try to keep them clean. As best you can.
Mm. What if you don't?
Oh, he's going to get...
We get a dang. Nice gangrene.
He's going to have pus nip.
Gosh. Yeah, I don't want that. But yeah, cleaning them has been...
Well, that would take away your freedom, though, if you just listened to them and did what the doctor told you.
All right.
I want you to be free. I don't want you to have to put on peroxide or Neosporin.
That was kind of the line of the day yesterday when Mikey said that, joke's on you, we had her dip the needle in the Pfizer vaccine.
Can you get vaccinated through your nipple?
Rob, I don't know. Not an expert.
What are you going to do, call
a call
hospital?
Somebody?
Uh-oh, Dan's about to have a meltdown. Hit the left side. Hit the left side. Hit the bank on the left side.
Strong side.
Now pot it up.
No, it won't.
You can dial now.
No. It's not on the air. You're not hearing the dial. It's
okay.
Because it's not in producer. It's somebody effed with this phone.
Just.
This is my phone.
A peek
well, look at
behind
me.
The curtain
I didn't do
every
it.
Day.
No, I know. We probably had the engineer in here the other day. And
Dan's generally a pretty chill guy, but this happens almost every day.
The phone thing?
It's the phone, and it's related to the profile on the computer that someone logs into, and he drops foul says, curse words every
you could
time.
Turn it into talent mode. That's me.
Okay, yeah.
Talent.
Now you know. Nice.
Is that always like an uncomfortable thing?
Yeah.
Like fill out your talent form.
Yeah.
Like you feel like, it doesn't seem right.
So let's, I think.
Do you have any plans to work these in erotically at all? I mean, just give me something to.
Erotically?
Yeah, you know, I think that's why people get them.
What, have my wife tug on them or something?
Yeah, maybe works. A little bite.
Ow. No, these are painful.
Pull on them a little bit.
Nothing pain is part of it, bro.
Nothing. No.
Oh, yeah.
Not this cowboy.
No.
They're so uptight. Wouldn't even do a little.
It is better if the lady's feeling pain.
Dommy sub stuff.
Gosh.
I think it should work both ways.
You guys should have seen, like, this little dam I had to build in my bed to keep me from turning over in the night.
Yeah, with a little coffin.
I'm a stomach sleeper, so I just had to lay back and just stack pillows on either side.
Now, do you fall asleep on your back?
I typically can't.
See, I fall asleep on my back, wake up on my stomach every night.
I think they say the back is healthier.
Explain.
Well,
huh? Yeah, who are they?
They?
Well.
The Illuminati?
The sheep. Fauci or somebody.
The sheep.
Fauci.
Do you ever find yourself Googling things that you're like, why in God's name would an adult need a computer for this? But sometime in the last 6 or 7 months, I think I typed the phrase, what is the good way to sleep?
Dude, and then things like, autofill right. Like a million other
yeah,
people
so
have asked
else
this.
Wanted to know this.
You always feel dumb and then you start typing it and you're like, oh.
What did it say? It seems like it might be different depending on the person and what your body situation is.
I think part of it is like your sinuses also.
Yeah.
Like if you have a lot of drainage, sleeping on your back with like a slight elevation to your head, if you have sinus issues, which I do at night, that keep me awake. But I don't know. The point is if you have two little gems in your nipples and you can't sleep on your stomach.
It's like when I wake up after sleeping on my stomach, because you got to run to the bathroom. If you drink too much water the day before.
Always.
Then I try to go back to sleep on my back, but I can't. And it feels like because all the blood in my body has rushed to the front of my body, and now it's all falling back. And it's I'm mixing it up too much. Do you think that's a good scientific evaluation of what's happening and why I can't go back to sleep?
No. But you got the outcome. It's not working for you. Here, says right here, healthline.com.
Mm-hmm.
A source as reputable as Healthline.com. Sleeping on your back offers the most health benefits. Makes it easiest to protect your spine and can also relieve hip and knee pain.
Okay. I think that's when guys snore the most, though.
It's gravity.
On their back.
Probably.
You have a lot of experience with guys snoring next to you?
Just one in particular. And it's not all the time, but it's sometimes. And it's usually...
Things aren't going well over...
It's beers.
Beers definitely don't help.
Yeah.
And sinuses, but I always just do the kind of like the nudge.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the nudge.
Yeah.
You just shake him a little and he's, that's it?
Uh-huh.
That works too. My wife is, she'll just start talking, sleep talk, and I'm just like, hey, whoa.
She sleep talks?
Stop.
That's awesome.
Stop.
Your patience for that has dwindled.
Yeah.
It used to be funny at first.
Yeah, you would record it. And then it got like real personal.
I'm always worried I'm going to say something like incriminating.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want to be put under. Like I was telling you about my bone spur surgery that I need. And I'm like, well, I can't have her there.
What am I going to say?
Yeah.
What's she going to find out?
Because that's like
truth. It was a long time ago, baby. I didn't even, know you.
If you just start saying anything, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't want to. That's why I'm worried about getting Alzheimer's, because I'm thinking I'm going to really just start revealing all these
not
dark,
like not
darker...
recognizing your kids' faces or not being able to like meet.
That's
going to
be fine.
It's just the perception of
no that somebody's because I'm going to yes.
Let me spin it for you.
I'm going to like totally remember this. You know, some real terrible time that I would never admit to nowadays.
But then you'll forget again.
No, but and those around me will be like, oh, my God.
And then you'll forget to care.
That sick F. Yeah, then I guess I won't care. Yeah,
I forgot how to care. Let's just get one thing out of the way real quick here. Because we got a lot going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's football related.
On the show?
A lot.
We're promoting something?
We got billionaires going to space. We got 2008 Hard Knocks. We got OJ weighing in on the Cowboys. We've got Space Jam. So we don't have a full segment for this today. One of two things happened last night. Either KG is still so rocked by the news that Julie is going part-time, and is no longer going to be our normal ticker person here, that he was simply unable to steady the ship, or he's brilliant and he wants to be a part of our show next year. So he went out there, tanked the value so that we can get him on a weekly next season, and he's still a Texas Ranger.
Trying to depress his trade value. Interesting.
Right. Hmm.
Right. That, or
if anybody,
one or the other.
If anybody had that kind of foresight, it would be KG.
Correct. Maybe I don't think he just got rocked. I think, you know, the Julie thing slash the trade deadline.
I mean, he didn't give up all 14 runs.
Oh.
And the team didn't want to help him out by scoring
a run.
Well, when have they scored? When's the last time they scored a run?
I think it was
a week ago.
Three games ago. I think it was three days.
The first game after the break.
Well, you're real pity, Lay, bro.
I know. I can't cool off. I run outside with this effing beard on my face, and then I stay hot for like the next 4 hours.
Well, you're asking for it in that white shirt.
Well, it's not gray.
You could hide it.
I would think white would be safe.
Why is he asking for it in a white shirt?
Because it shows.
I would think it would show more, like in
a dark shirt?
Yeah, I think that's wrong.
I think Blake had a really bad point there.
No, because in a white shirt, it looks all gross. It's like an orange color.
Okay, it's gross.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that it's gross. You know,
do you shower after this morning run?
Cold. 3 minutes, ice cold. And it doesn't completely work. And then I get real excited about the show, and I start perspiring. Perspirating?
No, I think perspiring.
You right.
Nailed it. Why'd you double down and
make up a word?
Now show you're not that smart. We thought you were really smart a minute ago.
And sweaty.
And stinky, yeah. Do you use deodorant? Or do you use antiperspirant?
Not only do I use deodorant and antiperspirant, I have like special deodorant. But I haven't done it in a couple weeks. It burns.
Prescription?
Yeah. I have to do it at night, and it is not comfortable. And it only lasts for a couple weeks, and apparently I'm on the other side of that couple weeks. So thanks for pointing it out.
See, he's going through some pain too, Blake, not just you.
Your pain is sexy, though.
No, my pain is painful. Yours is just slightly embarrassing.
Yeah, your pain, there are ladies out there that are kind of...
into it.
Yeah, they're getting all kind of worked up right now.
You think so?
They're perspiring.
But no one is listening to Jake's situation going, oh my gosh, I need a towel.
Gosh.
Could be a fetish. You don't know.
Sweat.
Oh, it definitely is.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, we've told you this for sure.
You're the expert,
before.
I know.
Anything you can imagine, someone's into it, for sure.
Boy.
Anything.
I can think of a lot of things,
What's
dude.
That smile, Dan?
Like I told you, when I get the Alzheimer's, I'll be spurting them all out, all the things that I can think of. All right. Well, Jake did say we have a lot today, so we're episode 2 of Hard Knocks 2008. Our exclusive, in fact, DFW Radio's exclusive Space Jam review. I don't think anyone else has the guts to do this.
Good for them.
Are you showing your cards?
Did you watch it, Julie?
No, I didn't. I thought we decided we weren't going to watch it. And then you guys went and watched it?
Yeah, we are kind of weird. Mm-hmm. We demanded on Friday everyone watch it, and then no one did. And then yesterday we were saying we're not going to watch it, and then we all did.
Yeah, y'all are weird.
What a riddle.
And wrapped in an enigma. An enigma? Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk Rangers draft, because everybody's stoked on that these days. And, of course, today is Business Tuesday. So I don't know what that means. It means we're going to do a segment called Business Tuesday. But first, no other radio show has the guts to talk Dallas Cowboys today. We do.